DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, y'all. Hope y'all doing well. Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to a brand new episode. This episode is near and dear to my heart because, as always, I am going to speak from the heart. And if you listen to this on your favorite audio platform or watching this on YouTube or any of my other social media platforms, such as TikTok or Instagram, then I hope you give me a follow because I would appreciate that. This entire year for me has been interesting. It has probably been the most reflective I've been in my entire life. It is something about turning 30 to me that really has taken me in a different sense of thought. It's almost as if I feel that I'm having a early 30 midlife crisis. It blows my mind that I've been on this earth for 30 years and so many lessons I've been learned, so many themes that I've experienced that I can grasp. And the one thing that I don't think I express more authentically on this platform is my struggle with finding true fulfillment. I've mentioned burnout in many of my episodes, but I don't think that I've sat around and talked about how hard it is for me to sometimes find the fun in the middle. If you know me well enough, that I am a man of extremes. I'm either going to be very interested in it or I'm not. And there's no in between, and it's something that I need to do better with. I have gotten to a point where I have become, I think, weirdly enough, too ambitious. My goals have been my new markers to find a sense of fulfillment in self. It's almost to me and my mind that I am playing catch up, that I am missing out on something so great because I feel that I need to be doing something. And all I'm doing is falling into the hands of society, of which we place time markers on things to determine the value of oneself and one's growth. Life is evolution. Everything that comes in this life will go and it will continue. In this moment, the mere matter of us experiencing this life, we've already broken so many statistical records that many people may never experience being on this earth. The fulfillment that comes within that should be so much greater. We should all be so much we should have so much gratitude behind just living and experiencing that many of us are caught up in the monotony of what life brings. The daily stresses, the fears, the anxiety, the worries, trying to figure out what is it that I'm supposed to do. That we don't sit back and smell the roses. I don't sit back and smell the roses. Some people will call it monk mode, where you get super fixated on self-development that you feel that you have to block out every distractions to truly enjoy the next step in your life to get to that next level. We often talk about the great sacrifices that come with success, the steps you have to take in order to feel successful. In actuality, we are damaging relationships and connections with people who especially support you that are often the most meaningful because we're trying to reach a status within self and often through the eyes of others. I start reflecting on my high school years and even early college years and how much I have pushed away just opportunities to just do what everybody does. Go to parties, have fun, talk to people. that my love for intelligence and working on something has created this moment, buildups of wanting to feel that I'm a part of something greater, to feel alive. I can sit here and I can be honest with you. I don't know the last time I felt that way. A lot of times I feel like I have been operating in a sense of roboticness, like robot at times. You know, the grind is here. I know what I have to do every day. And I ask myself this question as I ask people that I've talked to, rather it is in professional and clinical settings, but I don't ask myself this question. When was the last time that I was genuinely happy? And to be honest with you, I don't know. And it doesn't mean I'm struggling with happiness. I think, again, a lot of my life, especially in the past 3 to 4 years, has been driven continuously grinding towards an achievement that I have fixated and attached myself to focusing on the outcome instead of experiencing life itself. When we think about it, not too many people even get to the age of 30. There's many people that unfortunately die young, rather through sickness, causes, or just people being irresponsible and harming others. And in fact, I am here stressing out, worrying about another deadline, worrying about another book, worrying about all these projects that I have decided to do, that I want to do. And I will continuously do that because I feel like it provides a sense of purpose within myself. I'm in alignment with my purpose. The thing is, though, while life is swift, or as they say in the Bible, it's like vapor, as they mention in Ecclesiastes, when can I just be appreciative of the simple things that God gives me? Being in a house, being around family, being around friends, connecting, just being in the moment is something I have struggled with for so long. And I don't want to do that anymore. I know there's somebody out there who might be watching this, maybe listening to this, who feels the same way. You know, I get it. Life can be tough. The situations that you can be experiencing can take you in ways that I cannot imagine. The question is, though, when it's all said and done, and when we really think about it, because we have no control, but when we leave this earth, what value does it actually bring to be that bogged down in the stresses and worries that life can bring us? Nothing. If you've been following my journey on social media lately, I have been very candid on a recent procedure that I had called an endoscopy, where they take a camera and it goes down your throat to check out your stomach. I think that also sparked this crisis of thought that I don't have any control of certain things. I am grateful to say and very blessed to say that they did not find anything besides acid reflux. However, for the first time in my life, I felt a sense of loss of how important our health is. And I sat around and I thought about not only just the things that I've consumed just from 20 to 30, but the things I've stressed out about, the things I've worried about, the different layers of burnout I put myself into that is harming the one thing that I can control, which is my body. I can control what I eat. I can control what I consume. And I can also manage my stress better so I don't put myself in this position. That week leading up to it, I was terrified. I've explained that to so many people. I had a deep fear of sedation. I mean, haven't been sedated in a very long time. I think I was 6 or 7. And for the first time, it drew something in me to realize that I have a control problem. That I have a fear of a loss of control. That I have to put my hands in trust within medical professionals to ensure that everything goes smooth. And when I got there, everything happened so quick. I didn't have a chance to really be worried. And I was in the waiting room, or the pre-op room, where there was other people there. Other people in the room. Everybody was getting there for, men and women, there for a colonoscopy or an endoscopy. And I overheard a guy, as I had an IV and I'm waiting because I knew I was next. And he asked the lady, How long are both procedures? Just he was curious. She said 30 minutes. And he asked for the time of an endoscopy. And he said 10. And for the first time, I laughed. As fearful as I was, I'm over here stressed out and worried about something that happens in 10 minutes. Now, that is small, but it provides a bigger message. We can inflict more of a negative experience in our life because we want to control things that we can't. And again, in actuality, when you really think about it, what can we control? Our attitude, what we consume, things we believe in, our influence, we want to surround ourselves by. That's about it. Can I control the things within our health? Unfortunately, yes, you can control what you consume, but the way that life works, some people get some very interesting things out of nowhere, the healthiest of people. So it begins to ask ourselves, or it draws up a bigger question. Why worry when we have little control? So I want to lead you with this. Is that do all the things that bring you joy. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's the craziest idea, just do it. Because so many people have not had the opportunity to do it. Not live your life full of regrets. Do everything that sets your heart on fire. Do anything that makes you feel that you have accomplished everything. Do not let life and time continue to pass on by because of your fears, your worries, because you don't have control of the time that you have. Embrace it and enjoy everything that comes with it. And if you're a person of faith, give all your worries to God. That's something that I've had to do. And I can be candid. My journey with God, even being baptized about a year ago, has still been ongoing. And the biggest problem, it's not God. It's me. I want to still have control. I cannot allow God to enter my life in its fullness if I still want to control everything. This is why these struggles happen. And if God can see this, I want him to know he got my attention and I'm no longer fighting things that I know I cannot control. I appreciate y'all and I will see you guys soon. Peace.